This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a spectacular Wednesday. And here's what we have. We're going to talk about the IRS, the acting head of the IRS resigning, and the communist commitment to illegal immigration. And we'll make fun of Michelle Obama. My wife's a psychopath. Parents who name their kids something weird. All that, emails, and so much more coming up on the final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Now, I'm going to bring up this story only because it reminds us that we have a lot of work to do. And it reminds us that the communist took Antonio Gramsci's words to heart. The famous Italian communist. In the 20th century, he said, we have to march through the institutions. As communism was trying to take hold of all these different countries, they kept slamming into the institutions because your country is built on your institutions. Every single country is. If your institutions are good, your country will be good. If your institutions are rotten, your country will be rotten. And America's communists kept running into our institutions. When the Weather Underground was out there trying to blow up cops and start a communist revolution in this country, they kept running into things like the FBI. Well, what do? If you're a dirty communist and you keep running into the FBI, well, instead of charging the building, why don't you just take over the FBI, you see? The acting head of the IRS is going to resign. She's going to resign in protest, as a matter of fact. Her name is Melanie Krause. Now, why is she going to resign? Man, it must be serious. Giving up your government job? That government pension? Why would you resign? Huh. She's going to resign because a deal was struck, you see. A deal that I really have a hard time believing even had to be made, but since we live in a crazy country now, it did have to be made. And the deal was simply this. The IRS has data on illegals. It knows their location because it has addresses, things like that. It knows where illegals are. A deal was struck with the IRS to hand that information over to DHS so those illegals can be tracked down and deported. This was a deal so America can deport illegal aliens. But America's communists are so inherently evil, they believe it is their job to keep illegals in our country. Don't try to understand it. It's sick and demonic. There's no way a normal person can understand it. We just have to get, that's how these people think. She is giving up her position because she marched through the institutions and she got into the IRS to push for and protect America's communist revolution. And she's so angry at the prospect of illegals being deported, she's giving up her job. This is your Democrat Party.
On one of those flights, the administration deported Kilmar Garcia, a Maryland man, a father and husband to an American citizen, who had a legal status called withholding of removal, a legal immigration status that specifically blocked him from being removed back in El Salvador. The first Trump administration respected that ruling, but in this second iteration, the administration violated its legal obligation and shipped him off to the Salvadoran mega prison to be locked up in a cage with the very gang members whose violence he had escaped. The administration admitted in court that this deportation, which had absolutely no legal basis.
That's Jamie Raskin defending an MS-13 gang member, allegedly. Here's Representative Jayapal.
Perhaps the chairman would have this level of concern for the victims of senseless gun violence across this country. 47,000 people who were killed from gun violence just in 1 year alone. Or perhaps the chairman would have this level of concern for the families of law enforcement that were killed during the January 6th insurrection on the United States Capitol.
There was no law enforcement killed on January 6th during the, quote, insurrection. And what she's comparing it to was the chairman's concern about illegal immigration. She's not concerned about that at all because that's part of her communist revolution, you see. You hear these numbers from Fox Business?
In 2021, DOGE says 270,000 new aliens were issued Social Security numbers, 590,000 in 2022, 964,000 in 2023, and 2.1 million in 24, right before Biden left office.
Let me play that for you one more time. Voting for Democrats is an act of evil.
In 2021, DOGE says 270,000 new aliens were issued Social Security numbers, 590,000 in 2022, 964,000 in 2023, and 2.1 million in 24, right before Biden left office.
They not only started handing them Social Security numbers as soon as Joe Biden took over, they did everything they could to increase. In fact, if you look at the numbers, they basically doubled every single year. Democrats are evil. The modern day Democrat Party is evil, and voting for these people is an act of evil. And these people are in place throughout our government. You cannot possibly fire too many government employees at this point in time because the communists have marched through the institutions. They are currently in place, and they are working day and night to protect the revolution. Let's do some emails. Oh, this is so good. This one was sent yesterday at 7:28. This is, in case you missed it last night, I got mad because I don't care for the Christy Noem photo ops on you know, when ICE is raiding illegals. Come on, do we have to do the clearly running for future office photo op thing? We really don't have to do that. This lady said, I will never listen to you again after your comments about Christy Noem. I'm so disappointed. You're dead to me, she says. That was at 7:25 p.m. last night. But then this one came in at 7:28 p.m. Same lady. Go ahead and reply. I won't hear it because I will never listen to you again. You're the Rachel Maddow of conservative radio. You're bashing Christy Noem when we need a united front. And then she says, GFY. I don't even know exactly what GFY means, but she even put an exclamation point on it. So I'm assuming it doesn't mean anything nice. Listen, woman. You're still listening. What happened yesterday was you got emotional and you allowed your emotions to conquer your mind, to take over your thinking. And this is a weakness of yours. I would imagine, look, if that little, really, I wasn't even that mean, if that little rant yesterday prompted you to send two emails over the course of 3 minutes, meaning you sent the first one and then decided you were so mad you had to send another one and then threatened to not listen, which of course isn't true. You're listening right now. You're just grateful that I didn't read your name on the air. Your heart is probably pounding. Your favorite radio show is now reading and in fact mocking your very, very stupid email that you sent yesterday. You're still listening. Don't threaten to not listen, okay? It never, ever, ever works because there was one thing my mentor, Michael Berry, taught me 7 years ago when I started doing media, and I thought he was crazy when he told me, yet he turned out to be 1,000% correct. He said, Jesse, people who love your show will listen to 15 to 30 minutes of it at a time. People who hate your show will listen to all 3 hours of the show. And whenever you get an email from somebody who says they're never listening again, you can write it down. They will send you another email very shortly, angry about something else you said, thus proving that they are, in fact, listening again. You got mad because you're overly emotional and you let your emotions control you. No, I do not believe the mass arrest of illegals is a photo op for Christy Noem. No, I don't. And if anything, it hurts the guys on the ground who actually have to do the arresting, secure the scene, and ensure that everything is completely safe So Deportation Barbie can show up with her hair looking perfect in high heels and pretend as if she's kicking indoors. She even has body armor on. I have no time for this show pony crap. None whatsoever. You probably like show pony crap. You probably love it. You probably get way, way excited whenever these dork politicians pull out. So, have you ever seen these congressmen on the Senate floor or House floor when they pull out the board of something? It's always some stupid picture of something like that. Or maybe the ladies who are out there carrying their babies recently, have you seen that? We deserve more maternity leave in Congress. You probably love that prop crap. I hate it. I think it's really stupid and juvenile, and I think it's below the Congress. So there. Glad I got that off my chest. Let's make fun of Michelle Obama. And let's talk about why somebody supposedly so popular, why didn't her podcast do well? Before we talk about that, let's talk about all the violent criminals here. We not only have imported millions, we now grow them at home. In America, in jurisdiction after jurisdiction, have told violent people that they can commit acts of violence. Plus, our mental health crisis is getting worse and worse and worse. People are angrier all the time. I know you see it. What do you carry that will stop a bad person from hurting you? What does your dad carry? What's that daughter you sent away from home carry? What's your wife carry when she takes the dog for a walk? I will tell you, if you ever run into my wife, I promise you she has a burn-up pistol launcher on her, and I promise you she will shoot you with it if you mess with her. And I don't have to worry about her being legal. Burn-up pistol launchers are non-lethal. They're legal in all 50 states. You don't need a permit or a background check. It shoots pepper balls or tear gas balls, incapacitating anybody up to 40 minutes. It'll save your life. Shoot, it'll save their life. SWAT teams use Byrna for a reason. BYRNA, Byrna.com/Jesse gets you a big fat discount. Byrna.com/Jesse. Protect yourself. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky?
Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, spectacular Wednesday. Reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Michelle Obama started a new podcast with her brother. Michelle Obama, we have been told repeatedly over the years, is this mega popular juggernaut. And in fact, we should quiver with fear at the thought of Michelle Obama jumping into the race on the Democrat ticket, because surely she would defeat any Republican. We've been told that over and over and over and over and over again. Well, that's interesting, because Michelle Obama just launched a podcast about a month ago. It hasn't gone anywhere. And of course, she's got all these big shot guests coming in, but it's just not taking off the way a mega popular person's podcast, not the way you'd think it would. Why am I bringing this up? Is this just to make fun of Michelle Obama? No. I'm bringing this up because none of us, myself included, none of us fully appreciate how much even the popularity of communism was fake, was paid for, and oftentimes paid for by us. This is something we've talked about forever, especially since Trump got elected. We've been talking about it again as they've exposed more and more, but this is stuff you already knew and stuff we've discussed before. American communism in all of its forms is paid for and organized, never organic. It was always this way, paid for and organized. Now, when we look at a street protest, that's easier for us to understand, isn't it? You look at a bunch of street animals out there, they're out doing, let's say it's a gay rally, one of the various pink parade rallies. Ah, my gosh, my leather chaps. And we look at that and it's easy to understand. Okay, most of those people are paid, organized, this is all funded. We get that. But what we may not grasp is how many of the people we're told are popular, that that's fake too. Did you know? Did you know that we could, let's see, somebody who's awful, Chris, you know that we could, I know that you're going to find this unbelievable, we could make Chris really popular with enough money. Now, as you know, Chris would pocket it. So someone else would have to control the money. But if you gave me $5 million, $10 million, even I could make Chris popular. You hire a PR campaign. You make sure Chris gets, quote, caught doing some good deeds. You start throwing that money around and booking him on some of the most popular shows and popular podcasts. You reach out to your sources in the New York Post and you plant a positive story. Hey, this Jewish producer, Chris, what a nice guy. Wow, Jewish producer, Chris is a Jewish. Even somebody as awful as Chris can be made popular with enough money. That's the whole point of advertising. And so much of the Obama legacy is built on paying for it. Money. These people have gotten in with the richest people in the country. They themselves are absurdly rich. And the American people, they actually don't have any appetite for this stuff at all. They're just told over and over and over again, she's great, she's the best, she's popular. It's all fake. It's all a lie. None of it's real. Now, before I get to some more emails and we'll get to naming your baby and what Pete Hegseth did, my wife's a psycho. I just have to get this off my chest. She had a dentist. She had an appointment today at the dentist. And they had to do something. It was a root canal or something. I don't know. She told me I wasn't really paying attention. But they had to do something in her mouth where they were like drilling and stuff. She refused the pain medication. Yeah, Chris. Yeah, I'm dead serious. Chris said, why? She doesn't want needles. And she was a gymnast. And I'm telling you, dude, you think these gymnasts are just these tiny little hot things? And of course they are. They're hard as nails, dude. They break bones all the time. They're always falling and breaking something and twisting something and then competing on that. I've known a bunch of them since I got to know Ob. You know, all her gymnastics friends, they're all carved out of wood. They just are. What, Chris? What? You said they're ripping out a nerve. It hurts more than you. No, I know. Dude, I told her. In fact, my text to her verbatim was, you're a psycho. You are a psychopath. The dentist thinks she's a nut job. And I'm telling you, I don't understand it. You could never. And Chris said, has she been to prison? Maybe. At this point, maybe. I'm starting to wonder. Who refuses pain medication when they get dental work done? I'm nervous. On top of that, think about this. On top of that, she loves serial killer stuff. She loves all the, Chris, you name it, true crime, some serial killer thing, whatever happened, whatever new podcast thing she's into. I think she just told me last night she started a new book about some lady whose husband is a serial killer. And I actually said to her, we were on a walk yesterday, I said to her, yeah, that you be careful, that could happen to you. And with a straight face, she looks and she says, oh, please, we both know I'm the one that's more likely a serial killer. And I said, excuse me? Are you okay? You know, I did think these eggs tasted funny. I'm a little bit concerned. I'm worried. Did I marry a nut job? Maybe. I don't know. But she's not even a redhead. And she's like this. I don't know what the deal is. Okay, let's do some emails. Not all of it's hate mail. We'll talk about naming your baby, what Pete Hegseth did in the Navy, and more. Next.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a spectacular Wednesday, a hump day. Remember, if you missed any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Let's do some emails. Jesse, I believe the Germans fought on the Isonzo front as well as Erwin Rommel as a lieutenant. Yes, Erwin Rommel was a lieutenant. In fact, I mentioned very briefly when the Germans got involved, the offensive they did against the Italians. Erwin Rommel was a young lieutenant then and was thought of very highly by his men then. And that continued on all the way through to World War II, obviously. How about that? Jesse, the way you pronounce Isonzo, not wanting to be pedantic, but I know that Jesse hablas Italiano and wanted to make him sound smarter. This lady said it's Isonzo. Or Isonzo, not Isonzo. Look, tomato, tomato.
It is okay? As heavy as 10 boxes that you might be moving.
Jesse, Olive Garden salad alone is worth the price of admission. See, now all the Italians are upset. Olive Garden, they've got a great dressing, all right? A great Italian dressing. Everybody knows the move is you don't waste that great dressing on the salad. You get a side of the dressing, and you dip those delicious Olive Garden breadsticks in the dressing. Dip them in the dressing, Kamala down the breadsticks. That's a good life. Dear Mr. Dr. Professor Kelly, that's a lot of titles. With the talk of World War I in Italy, it reminded me of a question I have often asked myself. Have any U.S. soldiers gone to Germany, France, or Italy, or any of the other countries in these conflicts and marched through the very village where their mom or dad was? There actually are stories of, I don't know about that specifically, although I'm sure it's happened, but there are really, really cool stories of old, especially World War II guys, having reunions. There are stories, in fact, there's even a little video of this, believe it or not, of Civil War veterans. This is, I believe this was under President Teddy Roosevelt. Veterans, how crazy is this? Veterans of the Civil War, North and South, they were obviously very old men by then, coming together for a parade, hanging out together. American troops in Germany having beers with old German troops. This is a common thing that happens throughout history. There are bonds that form even with enemies. No, Chris, not with the Japanese. That was definitely an exception. The way the Japanese fought, and the atrocities and the torture and the way the Japanese conducted themselves during World War II, I'm sure it exists, so you don't have to email me and correct me, although you're welcome to, but I personally have never read a single account of any Marine or Army soldier who fought against the Japanese in World War II coming together to reconcile with them. Not one. Not one. I have read many accounts. In fact, I've talked to many a guy who wouldn't buy Japanese cars or TVs or an eternal lifelong hatred of it. Look, you wake up one night in the middle of the night and 20 feet away from you is your buddy's fighting hole, and there are screams and curses and the worst sounds you've ever heard coming from his fighting hole, and you can't get out and help him because then you'll be shot by someone else. You can't do anything but lay there and listen. And then you wake up the next morning and you find your buddy dead in the hole because some Japanese guy jumped in there with a samurai sword and carved his guts out in the middle of the night. That's the kind of thing you remember, and that's the kind of thing that becomes personal. His name was Iggy. That was his nickname. I don't remember his last name. I'm doing this off the top of my head. This one guy on Iwo Jima, he got snatched. You did not want to get snatched by the Japanese. You'd much rather be killed outright. You did not want to get snatched. Somehow they got their hands on Iggy while he was alive, and they dragged him down into one of the various caves and tunnels under there. And we only have, that I've ever found, one account of it, and the American government kind of buried it because they didn't want the American public to know what was happening to our boys. The guy said, and this is not a direct quote, but it's pretty much, he said it looked like he'd suffered virtually every kind of torture you can possibly imagine before he finally died. Yeah, there weren't many Japanese reunions. Anyway, here was Tim Burchett. Remember who's been telling you the government people have to be arrested?
There's a paper trail that's going back to Washington, D.C., and dadgummit, somebody better be let out of one of these buildings in handcuffs, because this is real. This is going on. We've seen it all over. We see it in California with some of the elected officials out there. It's been documented in the past, and nobody's willing to say anything about it or do anything about it. They get reelected and they get put right back in leadership. And that's why it's so important to have a Justice Department that's not weaponized against the people, but is weaponized against corruption. And we've currently got that. We've just got to hold on to it. And I don't know if we've got the guts or the willpower to do it, because Congress is gutless, Benny. Congress is gutless. Every day we ought to be demanding that these bills move forward, and nobody's doing it. Nobody. I mean, a few of us are.
Just a reminder that you have the opportunity, all of us, We have the opportunity next year to send a message to Washington, D.C. that we want the Republicans to change. Democrats already got their message in November. If you're frustrated by the lack of action from Republicans, John Cornyn is facing a primary next year. If we can actually take out a Republican as powerful and well-funded as John Cornyn, it would send a message to every other Republican senator or a member of the House. We have an opportunity because it's rare you get what it looks like we're going to have here to challenge a senator. It normally takes one established guy. What always happens is three will jump in. They'll split the vote and then we lose. One established guy. He's got to be established. He has to be already known. One established guy who can raise money has to jump in and make the challenge. It looks like we have that here handed to us on a silver platter. Let's hope we make the most of it. Woman named November June despite not being born in either month. Listen, you name your kid whatever you want, all right? But if I may just say, maybe, just maybe, it's a little bit selfish to name your child something they will then have to go on and explain their entire life. Maybe that's a little too self-centered. I want her to be more unique than the other girls. Let's name her Raspberry. It sounds so cool in the hospital. You know who's going to be so resentful of that? Little Raspberry, who has to be made fun of her entire life. And you know what? The same thing applies with these weird ways people spell names. Let's name him John with a G instead of a J. Ha! What, that'll make him unique, right? No, it doesn't actually make him unique. What you've done is you've ensured that his entire life, little John with a G's entire life, he will have to spell his name out to whoever he speaks to. And he'll have to do this a million times. What's your name? John. No, not with a J, with a G. What's your name? John. It's John, but with a G, not with a J. My parents did. What's your name? John. Yes, it's John, but it's with a G. How do you say your name? Gone? Nope. It's actually John with the. I know you want your baby to be a special little butterfly. I do too. I want my kids to be so special. Maybe just name them something normal, all right? Not Chris or something like that. One more segment. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a spectacular Wednesday. If you missed any part of the show, you can send love, hate, death threats. Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday, which is coming soon. You can send all that to Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Shoshana Chatfield, she's a Vice Admiral, U.S. Navy. Pete Hegseth just removed her from an important post at NATO. I only brought this up because this is an example of, it's not just the IRS, FBI, EPA, where these communists have embedded themselves in our institutions. It's the military, and it's really, really bad. During a speech in 2015, she said that 80% of Congress being male made it seem a bit unequal what issues go forward. She sent out messages talking about how she needed to resist, how people needed to resist Donald Trump, and we'll wait him out for 4 years. This way of thinking is pervasive in the United States government. Dirty communists who have worked their way through the institutions and now believe it is their duty to protect the communist revolution that they have pushed forward. This is why the cuts are not deep enough yet. They have to be deeper. It has to be more painful, especially with the military. I don't know what number we're at now, 10, 15. It needs to be so much more than that. And I believe it is. I believe they're working their way through it, which is why this is not a criticism yet. But it better be deep, very, very, very deep. Speaking of very, very deep, maybe the investigation into Joe Biden and his family should be very, very deep.
Senator Johnson, Senator Grassley just sent this to me a little bit ago while we're on air. It's a major development. You're taking a look at a letter right there that was just sent to the FBI Director Kash Patel and the Attorney General Pam Bondi. What does it say? It says that Congress has obtained evidence that shows that the Biden White House was directly involved in trying to help start Jack Smith's investigation on the January 6th probe against President Trump. Specifically, that the White House Counsel's Office secretly obtained President Trump's and Vice President Mike Pence's former phones and giving them to the prosecutors, basically sicking the Justice Department on his future competitor, his future rival in the 2024 election, so that they could look for dirt for possible crimes.
That was John Solomon. And I'm not going to attempt to appeal to the morality of any commies who hate listen, but everyone else, do you understand what that means? Joe Biden told his Justice Department to go after his political opponent. What a gigantic deal that is. How much, you know, we've loved to consider ourselves to be better than that, higher than that. We point fingers at all these tin pot dictatorships around the world. That because of the actions of Joe Biden and Democrats, because of the evil Democrats committed with their positions of power, you realize that we don't have that moral high ground anymore? That's a fact. You can look overseas and complain that Vladimir Putin arrests his political opponents, and he does because he's a scumbag. So do we. Donald Trump was arrested, charged, convicted of multiple felonies. They tried to throw him in prison in Georgia, federal prison, because of Democrats. We are every bit as evil as Vladimir Putin now. And I'll again say, this is why government people have to be arrested. I didn't even play any sound bites from you from Pam Bondi and Kash Patel today. They did a big press conference. At this press conference, they were bragging about the Coast Guard and a big drug seizure. And well, I mean, okay, here's a little bit of
this. This is a textbook example of the Justice Department supporting the fight against violent crime. These drugs are worth over $500 million.
Okay, they did a big drug bust today. I'll be honest with you. I'm fine with drug busts. Obviously, it sounds good. I don't care. I want to hear about what government people have been arrested. And every single time there's a new one of these press conferences, I'm not saying it makes me angry. It doesn't. I don't care. As soon as I see that, I actually got word a couple days ago, Pam Bondi was going to give a press conference. And one of my sources told me it a few hours before the press conference happened. And I immediately texted back right away. Is it a government person getting arrested? Because if not, you don't need to tell me anymore because I don't care. I don't care. My concern is not about drugs. And I know drugs are bad or terrible. I get all that. Drugs are not going to end the United States of America. A government this evil and corrupt will. Government people have to go to prison. Call me when there's a Pam Bondi, Kash Patel press conference where government people are being arrested. Yes, congratulations. You busted another cartel from Colombia. Sounds wonderful. Good. Send them to El Salvador. Sounds like a plan. When are the government people going to start being arrested? Those are the arrests that will save my country. Period. Rough Greens will save your dog. You know dog food is dead, all of it. Dog food is dead food. Naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, the guy who created Rough Greens, who I love, by the way, he's a great dude. He loves that saying, dog food is dead food. We don't realize that we give our dogs empty calories. We just don't realize it. We think we're giving them nutrition because it's a different brand or a different blend. Is it brown? Then it's dead. I'm sorry. Sprinkle Rough Greens on your dog's food. It's got vitamins and minerals and digestive enzymes and probiotics. Rough Greens will have your dog living longer, healthier, a shinier coat, better energy. Fewer trips to the vet. They live longer, man. Don't you want that? Free jumpstart trial bag for you. at 833-33-MY-DOG or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
DOGE officially blows the whistle on the staggering number of illegal aliens on Medicare. Yes, that's right. A reminder, voting for Democrats is an act of evil. This is Britain. Mother is jailed for 2 years because of a tweet she deleted after 4 hours. I will again say we should cut off diplomatic ties with Britain as long as it is a dictatorship that suppresses freedom. The United States of America actually hurts its own reputation dealing with such a country. U.S. and South Korea forces are joined forces to strengthen global shipbuilding capabilities in a new partnership. Look, there is a chance at the end of all this trade war stuff that China finds itself isolated, collapsing economically. I don't want to get ahead of my skis here, right? There's a whole lot of things that can happen, but there's a chance Trump's presidency is really going to put China on the back burner. That would be a great thing. Harvard to borrow $750 million amid federal funding uncertainty. That is so unbelievable that we're finally attacking the real root of the communist problem in this country. I will be back tomorrow to do it again, all right? That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.